Welcome to Season 2, Episode 5. Wait, is it? No, wait. Is this Episode 5 or 6? Fucking hell. I think it's Episode 6. There you go. Way to go, dipshit. Fucking like the only scripted part of the entire fucking show, and you fuck it up. Stupid fucking fat bald motherfucker. God damn it. You know what? This is very indicative of the way my fucking weekend has gone. All I've been thinking about all fucking weekend long is I got to get this done. And so I can go downstairs and record Misanthrope Radio. And I got to get this done now. And now I can go downstairs and record an episode of Misanthrope Radio. It's been like this all fucking weekend long. As a matter of fact, to be completely honest with you, I shouldn't even be recording now. It's been a super frustrating weekend. Let's pretend like you didn't just fucking hear me botch the only scripted part of fucking of an episode of Misanthrope Radio. And I'm just going to just fucking hit the fucking reset button here and we're going to start again. Okay, here we go. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 6 of Misanthrope Radio. Do you hear my fucking mouth clicks? Jesus shit. Well, let me pull this thing down in front. Maybe that'll help some. I use, the light in this room is extraordinarily bright. So I end up putting my pop filter up and use it as a fucking sun visor. Okay, one more fucking time. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 6 of Misanthrope Radio. Fucking hell, was that so hard? All right, let's go.
Misanthrope Radio. Misanthrope Radio. Misanthrope Radio. Misanthrope Radio.
Being a homeowner. The absolute pinnacle of the American experience. I'm going to go so far as to say that it's the cornerstone of the American dream. Homeownership. The box and four with a white picket fence and a dog running around in the yard. It's the American dream. Every young man grows up and thinks, how am I going to buy that house? How am I going to afford that house? Every young lady grows up and just wants a home of her own that she can decorate and treat as a blank canvas, a place where her wildest artistic desires are absolutely within reach. Homeownership, absolutely 100% the cornerstone of the American dream as it was sold to us over the course of the last 50 to 75 years. But what about before that? Was homeownership part of the American dream? I don't know that it was. And moving forward, is homeownership going to be considered part of the American dream? I don't know that it is. If you wouldn't mind, though, to humor me just for a moment, let me take you through what homeownership actually is. I'm sitting in a chair in my basement, talking into this microphone. Yes, I'm sitting in a chair that I own, in a basement that I own, next to a concrete wall that I own, and above me is the rest of the house that I own. And it feels pretty good to be able to say that to you. However, on the other side of the concrete wall, to the right of me, there is the yard that I own. 2.5 acres.
Oh man, Lorenzo, you must be doing pretty well. That's a pretty nice sized lawn, right?
Yeah, it's great. But at this very moment, there is an evil lurking beneath the tranquil surface of the grassy lawn that I own. An evil so vile, so foul, so unspeakable that homeowners everywhere hesitate to even utter its name. It is an evil that drives fear into the hearts of men everywhere. They break out in cold sweats. They start wringing their hands, thinking about the untold damage that evil can do to their lives. The name of that thrice damned thing is a name that you never utter in vain, lest it come for you and destroy everything you've worked for. That evil is lurking right now, underneath the surface of my tranquil lawn. Maybe I didn't give it the proper respect. Maybe I didn't prepare enough, trying to keep it at bay. Maybe I didn't sacrifice enough or take heed to the warning signs. Maybe there was something I could have done to prevent its coming, to prevent the havoc that it has wreaked on my holiday weekend. Maybe there was something I could have done to keep the sewer from clogging. You just broke out into a cold sweat, didn't you? I said clogged sewer, and you immediately thought of feces floating through your fucking basement, running through your fucking house, ruining all of your fucking keepsakes, destroying your fucking chainsaw. You immediately had visions of pissy fucking gray water and goddamn used tampons spraying up out of your fucking washing machine drain pipe and flying all over the fucking room, destroying your collection of books that you've been putting together for the last 25 years, maybe annihilating some of your vintage fucking computer systems, seeping into the walls, soaking up into the fucking sheetrock, getting into your insulation, whole turds and bits of fucking toilet paper running all over your basement furniture, seeping under the wall into the tool room just off the garage, soaking your pressure washer and your chainsaw and your vintage wooden ladder and your box of screws that you'll probably never use. Human feces intermingling with and circling around your collection of half-used cans of paint and slowly creeping and crawling its way over to your studio equipment that you use to produce a podcast that you really enjoy making. Sewer clog. That's what happened to me yesterday. I woke up, I decided I was going to go down to Lowe's because I'm doing a bit of a home improvement project upstairs. I start my truck because it's cold as shit outside. I go outside, I get in the truck, and then I go. When I come back though, I walked up in the house and I could detect a faint odor. Something wasn't quite right. I couldn't really put my finger on what it was. All I knew was my house doesn't smell like this. I didn't know what had happened while I was gone. I walked into the kitchen. I walked into the upstairs bathrooms. I walked into the bedrooms looking for the culprit that could bring this foul odor into my fucking house. Finally, I walk downstairs, and I get about halfway down the stairs, and I notice the color of the tile is not quite what I remember it being. I hadn't been downstairs in a couple of days, but I didn't remember it being that color. And upon closer inspection, I realized I could no longer see the tile. The tile was being obscured by the goddamn 3-inch deep fucking pool of fucking water that had ran over the tile. Holy shit. I immediately thought to myself, what the fuck is happening? The goddamn hot water heater blew up, son of a bitch. And then the smell hit me again, except stronger this time, and I immediately knew what it was. And the walls came crashing in around me, and the ceiling started getting lower and lower and lower, and there were spots in my fucking vision as I was getting close for the first time in my life to descending into a full-blown fucking panic attack. A fucking clogged sewer. A clogged sewer. It's something that I'd never fucking had happen to me before, but I'd read about it. I'd heard about it. I'd heard other people talk about it, and the fucking look of horror in their eyes. Spent horror. Horror from a lifetime ago. Because that clogged sewer was a watershed moment in their lives. And when they came out the other side of the fucking clogged sewer debacle, they were never the same. They were a different person entirely. They had seen things. They had had to touch things. They had done things that they never thought that they would have to do. The clogged sewer took something from them and replaced it with something primal, animalistic. The event, that singular event in their lives, turned them into a different person, if person is what they can be called anymore. And here I was in the grips of it, in the midst of it, and I could feel myself changing devolving, right there, standing halfway down my staircase. I could feel it happening to me. I could feel it. I could feel myself becoming the fucking person who was getting ready to have to sift through all of their fucking belongings and figure out whether they're worth keeping, washing, or trying to preserve, because at this very fucking moment, they're literally soaking in human shit. A soup, if you will, a soup whose main ingredients are water, urine, shit, snot, cum, and fucking vagina stuff. A festering, oozing, fucking grayish liquid that has stuff floating in it is currently in, around, on, and under everything I fucking own. That, motherfucker, is homeownership at its fucking bare bones nakedest. That is what homeownership actually is. The American fucking dream is walking downstairs because you're in the middle of a project upstairs. You walk downstairs because you catch a fucking odor and you realize that everything you fucking own, including the fucking house that you've paid untold thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars to acquire, is at that very moment playing host to a fucking stew party. A stew party of everything that we try to get away from us by flushing it or washing it down the fucking drain. That's homeownership. I'm literally sitting in my fucking studio right now. Studio, heavy air quotes. It's a tool room. It's a tool room with concrete walls. Okay. Underneath my kitchen, sitting here with my feet on a folding chair and my ass in a lawn chair, talking into a microphone that's mounted to a workbench and running into a computer that is at this very moment sitting on a bar stool. And directly beneath all of these things that I have in order to make Misanthrope Radio a reality is an inch and a half of sewer water. It smells like wolf ass in here. I'm going to take you through what's happened since I had this realization. Now, I know what you're probably thinking besides, ew. You're probably thinking, why, Lorenzo, are you sitting and recording an episode of Misanthrope Radio when you should be cleaning up shit water? Well, I'm glad you asked, because I had to get this moment immortalized. I had to get this moment recorded because I wanted you to know when I'm at my fucking most vulnerable, I wanted you to fucking hear what the breaking of a human being sounds like. I don't know what I'm going to do because this is the most horrifying thing to me. Okay. The stuff is what it is. I don't care. Yes. It's seeping into my chainsaw. That sucks. Right? Yes, it's destroying all of my stuff. It is. I have literal piss, shit, cum, blood, and fucking dishwater soaking into all of my shit right now. Yes. And I'm getting ready to stop doing this, and I'm getting ready to go and start cleaning it. But what I wanted to do here, this is the fucking most horrible part for me. I don't know if this is my shit beneath me. Right now, I'm looking at a toilet paper wrapped turd just underneath my feet. I'm looking at a toilet paper wrapped turd right there on the fucking ground, and I don't know if it's mine. Because the way this fucking works, the way the sewer system works, the way this all unfucking ravels, everything's interconnected, right? And if the city, who has been doing work behind the house back there, if they cut the fucking sewer line, what I have rolling into my house right now is not mine. If they did something back there and it's not actually a clog and it is in fact a problem with the sewer system, that toilet paper wrapped turd just below my feet right there isn't mine. That belongs to someone else. That came from somebody else's ass. Okay? Up the road a ways.
You see what I'm saying here? So I'm freaking out. If it sounds like I'm freaking out, it's because I am. Because I'm not sure that this is mine. And I don't really know. I don't study feminine hygiene products like that, but I promise you that there's a fucking tampon in my goddamn family room, and there's nobody here who uses those. That's homeownership. That's literally homeownership. In a nutshell, that's what it is. Yes, I am definitely in a place that I own, sitting on a chair that I own, surrounded by shit that I own, sitting in the basement of a building that I own. I own the fucking property behind it and in front of it and to the sides. I own all of this stuff. I do. And it's great. But when you own it, it's all on you. I own it. It's all on me. So nobody's coming to save me. The cavalry's not coming. I'm on a fucking island here. This is the USS Lorenzo. Okay? And I am literally sitting in a sea of fucking dirty goddamn sewer water right now. The cavalry's not coming. That's homeownership. Something to fucking think about. They told us that homeownership was the cornerstone of the American dream. I'm not sure that I'm buying it. And then I read little blurbs that millennials and Generation Z folks are just not trying to buy houses anymore. It started out because they couldn't afford them, right? They couldn't afford a fucking house. The interest rates are fucked. The economy's trash. We just can't afford houses. But now I think they're starting to see, and more people are avoiding homeownership because of shit like this. This happens in your apartment. You just fucking call the landlord and they come and fix it. Their insurance company cuts you a check for the shit that you lost. And if they don't, you fucking sue them. Yeah, you pay a little more. You know, a mortgage, oddly enough, is cheaper than rent. Didn't used to be that way, but it's that way now. A mortgage is cheaper than rent. But you have peace of mind when you're renting that you simply don't have. As a homeowner, I'm sitting in the middle of a lake of other people's shit. I think it's other people's shit. I think it's entirely possible that it's other people's piss and shit. I'm sitting in a lake of that, and it's my fucking problem. I gotta work this shit out. I'm getting ready to go do that now. I'm gonna stop recording here in a few minutes, and I'm going to go and I'm going to start de-pissing, shitting, and fucking tamponing my house. And then I'm gonna go rent industrial fans and to try to dry everything out after I scrub everything down with vinegar and bleach and fucking all the dish soap I can find. That's homeownership. There's a tree out back that is goddamn enormous, and it looks like it's been hit by lightning at some point, and it's slowly but surely leaning a little bit more and a little bit more, and eventually it's going to fall and it's going to kill the neighbors. But it's going to cost me about $3,000 to have it pulled out because the tree is so goddamn big. But if I don't and it falls and kills the neighbors, I'm going to jail or something. I don't know exactly what's going to happen to me, but it's going to be terrible. I don't care about the neighbors. Fuck them. Let them die. Who gives a shit? If they're going to die one way or the other anyway, why not let a tree do it and make it noteworthy? But I don't want it to be my tree. So if I don't do anything, they're going to fucking die. And that's, I am assuming my life will go to shit after that. Nobody's going to let me get off scot-free for having one of my trees kill my neighbors. But in order for me to have it removed, because I can't do it myself, because it's so goddamn enormous, it's going to cost me $3,000. That's homeownership. In a nutshell, that's what it is. It's backed up sewers. It's cleaning fucking carpets. It's having to power wash fucking sidewalks. And it's removing trees at great personal expense. That's homeownership. Why the fuck am I doing this? I could get an apartment. I could get a hell of a nice apartment for what I'm paying. But Lorenzo, you're not building any equity for your future. Well, fuck my future, dude. I don't care. Fuck my future. Fuck the future of anyone who comes after me. Fuck them. Let them find their own way. Why is it my responsibility to build a legacy for them? Fuck them. Nobody did that for me. Well, you're just throwing that money away if you don't own it. Okay, what do you mean by that? I got to live somewhere. You know, what am I going to fucking sell this house at some point and make a piss pot of money and go do what? Buy another fucking place that's a problem. I don't know, man. I'm just saying this renting thing is starting to look real fucking good to me. Yes, I am giving somebody a piss pot of money and I'm not going to get anything in return, but fucking so what? With the money I have left over, I'm not doing improvement projects. So what if I don't like the fucking cabinets? Who gives a shit? I get to fucking sign that lease, move all my shit in there, and just live. And if there's a fucking problem, I make it somebody else's fucking problem. I'm seeing the appeal here. I'm seeing the fucking allure as I'm sitting here stifled by the stench of a fucking lake. It's not even a lake. It's a free-flowing river of fucking sewer water that's running through my fucking personal property and my personal space right now. I'm seeing the fucking appeal of being a renter as I'm staring at a fucking toilet paper wrapped turd that there is a fairly decent chance did not come from my ass. I'm seeing the appeal of not being a homeowner anymore. All right, I gotta go. I gotta stop this. I gotta do cleanup.
You know what having a smooth brain causes? Bunch of mouth-breathing, slack-jawed, inbred retards. You do not hate the media enough. Utterly worthless, bloated, pasty sack of guts. Yeah, I'm an ist, I'm a phobe, and that would probably hurt if I actually respected your opinion. The left is a death cult. That's all it is. They do not value actual life. I had to say it. Available wherever you get your podcasts or at ihadtosayitpodcast.com. Yeah, that's great. Shut up and pour my cough.
Segment 2.
At this point, I think I've put out enough episodes of Misanthrope Radio for you to infer that I'm not the type of person to go to shopping malls. And you would be wrong. Dead wrong. I love me a good fucking mall. Every opportunity I get to go to the fucking mall, I go. Seems completely out of character, doesn't it? Misanthrope is in the name. However, the reason I love to go to shopping malls will probably make sense to you. I love to fucking people watch. I love, more than anything else, to sit and observe the absurdity of human behavior. And I love a good fucking food court. What is it about a shopping mall food court that makes me psychologically give a pass to the fucking shit quality of food you find there? I fucking love it, though. I love the shitty cookie places. I love the fucking nasty Chinese joint with that fucking broad out there handing out orange chicken on a toothpick. But the penultimate restaurant experience in any fucking shopping mall food court is the Lebanese/Greek place you find invariably in the very back of the food court. I was in the Navy a long time. I've been to the Middle East I don't know how many fucking times. Probably been to Dubai 15 times, maybe even more. And I've often said the only thing I miss about the Middle East is the food. That's it. Everything else there sucks. It's beige and it sucks ass. But the food, my god, the fucking food. The shawarma and the gyros in particular make me keep my passport updated. One of these days, I promise you, I will hop a plane and fly to the fucking Middle East just to fucking eat my weight in shawarma. That day, unfortunately, has not come yet, so I am relegated to Greek and Lebanese places I can find out in town. In my neck of the woods, the Greek/Lebanese place at the shopping mall is about all I have to choose from. And they don't disappoint, to be completely honest with you. Yeah, I love a good gyro, however you want to fucking say it. I fucking love them. The warm grilled pita bread. The mystery meat. I have no idea what it is. Thinly fucking sliced and slapped on a grill just to finish it off. The onions that are entirely too fucking strong. The tomatoes that are a little bit too red to be believed. And the tzatziki sauce. I fucking love it. I know it involves garlic, and I know it involves cucumber, and I know that the base for it is Greek yogurt or some shit like that, but I've never been able to recreate it successfully. Something about fucking tzatziki sauce. I just fucking love it, even though it ruins my breath for the day. Give me a fucking gyro. I fucking love gyros. So I found myself around Christmas time in a shopping mall. It was 2:00 in the afternoon. I was in my window. I do that thing called intermittent fasting, where I don't eat basically from dinner until 1:30, 2:00 in the afternoon. So by the time I got to the mall and got near the food court, I was fucking starving. I round the corner to the food court. There's all the people piled up waiting to get the fucking Chick-fil-A and the fucking McDonald's that's there and the little fish and chips place and the nasty fucking Chinese joint all the way in the
back, though. There's my target. That's what I'm looking for. The Mediterranean slash Greek place that no one is currently waiting in front of. I make a fucking beeline directly towards it. I'm so fucking excited, and I'm absolutely goddamn starving, like I said, at this point in the day. I get back over to them, and he's waiting for me with a smile on his fucking Middle Eastern face. He asks me what I want. I say that I would like a jumbo gyro plate, which is a gyro with extra meat, 2 cups of tzatziki sauce, and an extra generous helping of the fucking steak fries. I stand there kind of bouncing in place while they're preparing it. I'm watching the cook carve the meat down off of that thing, I don't know what the fuck it's called, and finish it on the grill, while the other guy gets the pita bread and the onions and the tomatoes ready to go. He dumps the meat on the rest of the sandwich, the guy folds it over, wraps it in a piece of paper, puts it inside a styrofoam container with the fries, and hands it to me. I'm in fucking heaven. I not so patiently walk over to the table, sit down, and absolutely fucking devour my well-earned lunch. Christmas time at the shopping mall is kind of fucking awful. As you can imagine, it's just a few days before Christmas and the place is absolutely jam-packed with fucking people. I quickly annihilate the meal and then I sit there and turn to my second favorite thing to do at shopping malls around Christmas time. I people watch, observing the ridiculousness and the absurdity of humans in their natural state. I'm thoroughly enjoying myself, however, to be fair, and in the interest of full disclosure, my sitting here at this table is not simply just to watch the absurdity of human behavior. It's also strategic. I have shopping that I have to do here today, but as much as I love gyros, they don't love me all that much. And I know that I'm going to have to make a quick escape to the bathroom in the next 10 minutes or so. Why get up? Walk all the way down to the store just to have this gyro hit bottom, so to speak, and have me turn around and immediately scramble to find a bathroom. I'm sitting here 15 convenient steps from the bathroom, enjoying the rest of my Coca-Cola and watching fucking people do stupid shit when they don't realize they're being observed. At almost exactly the 15-minute mark, I could feel my stomach starting to rumble. I could feel that pull and that slightly sickly feeling that I get after eating gyros. Again, I love them so much, but they don't really love me. My stomach is making all these weird noises, and I casually get up from my seat knowing I have just minutes to get to where I'm going and get settled before all hell breaks loose. I walk casually but efficiently directly to the men's bathroom. Now, I will say this about this particular shopping mall. They take their fucking bathrooms seriously. They're almost like Middle Eastern bathrooms, except there's actually a commode rather than just a fucking hole in the floor with a garden hose. But what I'm saying is that in this particular shopping mall bathroom, you have actual privacy. It's not the half, two-thirds wall thing that we have going on normally with the metal doors and shit like that. These are proper walls, and the doors go all the way to the floor. So when you close the door behind you in one of their stalls, you have a degree of privacy that you simply don't get from most American public bathrooms. I round the corner to walk into the men's bathroom, and I'm greeted by no less than 12 stalls and about 8 urinals. There's quite a few people in there, but there's a stall in the corner that I'm aiming for. I see that it's open. I beeline directly towards it, again casually but efficiently. I only have seconds left, seconds until I'm going to need to be in place and ready for the eruption. I walk into the bathroom stall, turn around to close the door with the most casual face I can muster. I can feel the sweat starting to form on my forehead. I can feel my hands starting to shake and get a little clammy. This is gonna be a fucking bad one. I close the door, immediately get to working on my buckle and my belt, and finally get sat down on the toilet just in time for the anal explosion to occur. An audible pap could be heard as my bowels just started emptying all over the inside of that poor, unsuspecting toilet. With the initial explosion behind me, I settled in. I put in my earbuds and turned on my noise canceling. It's not that I necessarily mind the Christmas music that's coming through the fucking speaker in the bathroom. It's everyone else in there that bothers me. I don't have stage fright necessarily, but I also don't love being reminded by the sounds of people having full-blown conversations in the bathroom that I am, in fact, shitting my guts out in a public place.
everything is right in the world. I got my Euro. I made it to the bathroom without shitting my fucking pants. I got the initial explosion out of the way. I am in a very private stall in a well-maintained bathroom. I have about 6 hours before the place closes. I know what I'm here for, I know what I'm going to get, and before too long, once nature takes its course, I will be out of this fucking mall and back into the real world. Nothing can fuck with me. Everything seems to be trending in the right direction. And at that exact moment, the universe decided that things were in fact going too well for me and it was time to throw me a curveball. My stomach started rumbling again. I realized this wasn't going to be a gentle fucking defecation session after the initial blast. This was something different. This was something more violent. This was something not okay. I felt that familiar pull and that familiar cramp that told me that shit was getting ready to go sideways in a hurry. All of a sudden, my guts just started absolutely evacuating. A non-stop stream of fecal matter. I was holding onto the fucking side of the toilet. I dropped my phone onto the ground. And here's where the universe stepped in yet again. I shifted a little bit too much. And all of a sudden, the goddamn automatic toilet fucking flushed and blew water all over my fucking ass, all up between my fucking legs, all over the backside of my fucking testicles, and all over my fucking jeans. Dirty brown fucking Mediterranean Euro shit water just flew all over my fucking backside, all over my fucking balls, and all over my fucking jeans. Holy shit! What the fuck just happened? I'm freaking out, and apparently I moved just a little bit fucking too much, and the automatic toilet fucking went off again and sprayed fucking water all over my ass, all over my fucking thighs. It came out from between my legs in a fucking geyser of dirty brown shit water all down the front of my fucking legs, all over my brand new boots. I even got some in my fucking beard. When I felt the fucking water droplets hit my face, I flinched backwards involuntarily, and the fucking automatic toilet went off again, blowing fucking water out the sides, all up fucking between my legs. The shit's in my fucking hair now. I've got water droplets on my fucking glasses dripping off the fucking tip of my nose. There's nothing I can fucking do. I'm trapped. I can't fucking move, and I know I can't fucking stay here. I can't fucking be here. What the fuck kind of madhouse is this? I'm fucking screaming at the top of my lungs now because this is the third, fourth, or fifth flush, because it's not just a fucking normal toilet if you haven't figured that out by now. It's one of those automatic toilets that gives a little bit back. You know what I'm saying? There's something fucking wrong with it. There's something wrong in the internal mechanism or the design of the fucking toilet bowl. Maybe the water is too fucking violent. I don't know what it is. All I know is that every time it fucking flushes, it's like Old fucking Faithful all over my ass and thighs and fucking shins. This is fucking craziness. I'm screaming now, and every time I fucking move too much, the goddamn toilet goes off again and again and again and again. There's nothing I can fucking do. I'm absolutely at the mercy of this fucking automatic toilet. If I move too much, I get another fucking spray. But lest we forget, I haven't been able to stop shitting. The universe fucked me twice. Not only did it put me on this fucking bowl that has a mind of its own and is obviously a bit of a fucking masochist, but my fucking bowels are just constantly emptying, so I'm feeding this fucking toilet ammunition to blow up all over me and the fucking walls and everything else. I've got shit water dripping off the door. I think that may be a piece of corn. I haven't eaten corn in weeks. At this point, I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. I've devolved. I've degenerated into a fucking animal, and I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. Kill me! Kill me! Kill me! There was a guy knocking on the door about four flushes ago, but now he's beating on the door, screaming, "Can I help you? Is there something wrong? Do you require assistance?" And the only thing I can fucking scream back at him is, "Kill me! Kill me! Kill me! Kill me!" This is a fucking nightmare. After about 14 flushes, I finally realized that this problem is not going to fucking solve itself with me freaking out. My bowels finally seem to have fucking ran out of things to put into the toilet so it can then throw it back at me. And I finally come to my senses and realize, I've got to stop. I've got to stop freaking out. Every time I move, this sensor on this fucking automatic toilet thinks that I'm getting up and walking away. The only way I'm going to get myself out of this is slow, steady movements. Slow, peaceful, gentle movements, like nothing's wrong, like I haven't just been anally violated by a geyser of fucking water. Like I haven't recognized that this particular automatic toilet in this particular shopping mall may be the most evil fucking appliance or fixture ever created by man. I'm not going to say that I cried that day, but I am going to say that I got a little choked up. And I'm not going to say that there were tears in my eyes, but I am going to say that my eyes were moist with what I assume was toilet water. Gently, I reached over. Very gently, very slowly, with absolutely no movement other than that of my arm, I started unraveling toilet paper, unrolling it, and rolling it into a ball around my fucking hand. I had to clean myself up. I've got to get myself into a position where I can get up off of this goddamn roller coaster and put myself back together. I gently wipe down my thighs. I gently reach between my legs and pat dry my balls. I gently wipe off my fucking dick. I'm not looking at the toilet paper because I know that if I see any shards or any fucking remnants of what I put into that toilet on me, I'm going to freak out all over again and I'm going to perpetuate the cycle. I gently reach as far forward as I can and wipe just below my knees because that's as far down as I can reach. That's just going to have to be good enough. And I gently, ever so gently, deposit that wad of toilet paper into the toilet between my legs like I'm a fucking woman, because I dare not lean over to deposit it like a man. I repeat the process, wrapping the toilet paper gently around my fucking hand and then wiping off my glasses and my face and trying to wipe down my beard again, careful to not get a glimpse of what may or may not be on that toilet paper, lest I freak out and start the fucking cycle of flushing and screaming all over again. The guy is still passively beating on the door, and I very calmly but very sternly say, "I'm okay. Everything's okay. Please leave me alone." I was either very convincing or he was looking for a reason to go away anyway. I'm not sure which, and it doesn't matter. The result was he left. Left me in peace. Left me to sit here and stew in my own personal hell. That second wad of toilet paper is now thoroughly moistened, and I gently, ever so gently, deposit it in the hole between my legs and down into the toilet. I've cleaned up all I can clean up. Now I'm going to have to do something about my ass. Now we could assume with the sheer volume of water that my asshole has taken throughout this entire process, we could make the assumption that my asshole has been cleaned. It's been getting a fucking bidet treatment at 50 fucking PSI for about 10 solid minutes, or what feels like 10 minutes anyway. We could make that assumption, but I couldn't take that risk. I was going to have to wipe my ass, but I didn't know how to do it. My back throughout this entire process has been perfectly straight. My head has been perfectly erect on my neck. The only thing that's moved is my arm, and to this point, the toilet has not gone off again. How the hell am I going to lean over and put my big beefy fucking hand over there to wipe my ass? How am I going to do it without setting off this fucking toilet again? Because I can't do it again. I can't do it, not even one more time. If it goes off one more fucking time, I'm going to lose it, as if I haven't lost it already. Very gently, I roll toilet paper around my hand. 1, 2, 3, all the way up to 8 layers I've put on my fucking hand. And I've decided I'm going to have to put my fucking male pride aside and I'm going to have to wipe through my legs like a fucking girl, because I have ascertained that that's my best chance of getting out of this without getting sprayed another time. Ever so gently, ever so slowly, I move my hand towards the hole between my thighs, angle it down into the toilet bowl, and then up towards my soaking wet asshole. I've only got one, maybe two swipes at this. This particular shit has not been what you would call a one wiper. No, this is one where you spend some time getting cleaned up afterwards and maybe go take a shower. But again, I'm kind of relying on the bidet theory that I told you about a few seconds ago. I'm probably mostly clean down there. I've got that toilet paper wrapped all the way to my palm anyway. I fucking gauge the distance, put the nearest most edge of that toilet paper on my fucking asshole, and then pull towards me firmly. Maybe a little too firmly, because I only want to do one pass, maybe two. I don't feel a lot of resistance, but again, it's not feeling real muddy down there either. I think I'm good to go. I decide that this is the best I'm gonna get. I pull the toilet paper out, I fold it over, I fucking run it back in there, and I do it one more time, and finally deposit it into the fucking bowl. The toilet bowl of the damned. Now it's just me here. I have to, in one smooth motion, get up, grab my fucking pants, take 1 to 2 steps away, and turn my back away from it and shield my fucking body from the spray that's inevitably going to come flying out of that toilet. I steel myself, I gently tug the fucking belt of my jeans up to my knees, and in one smooth motion, I stand and vault myself into the fucking far corner by the trash can, holding on to the fucking handicap rail. I brace for fucking impact. I brace for the impending fucking violence that is going to come out of that toilet bowl at any fucking second. I wait for what feels like an eternity, and nothing happens. I pull my pants up. I zip them up. They're soaking fucking wet, by the way. Do my belt and then turn on my heel and look down at that toilet bowl. It does nothing. It just sits there, observing me, observing the mess it's made of me, basking in the glow of a job well done. I reach over, I push the button on the side to tell it it's time to flush. It flushes dutifully, with no spray. Incidentally, I turn towards the door, unlock it, and walk out. Spend the next 10 minutes washing my arms, my hands, and my face in the fucking sink, and then I carry on with my shopping. Christmas time is a magical time at shopping malls all across America. Don't skip the Euros, and maybe give the toilet a courtesy flush before you actually sit down on it. All right, that's enough. I'm going to end this episode. Thank you for joining me for Season 2, Episode 6 of Misanthrope Radio. I hope you enjoy the show. I hope you dig it. If you want to like and follow and fucking do all that other stuff, give me a review on whatever podcasting app you listen to. That would be great. Not required. The only thing that I ask is that you tell someone who's cool. How about let's do that? Let's do a little word of mouth thing. Tell somebody who's cool, who's going to get the kind of humor and the kind of shit that we do here on Misanthrope Radio and not be a fucking twat about it. I'll be happy then. All right. Until next time.